Welcome, everybody, to the Huber Rebels podcast. My name is Ethan. No, my name is Jordan.
That's Ethan. My name is Jordan.
That's Maya.
Her name is Taylor.
And for the first time ever on Huber Rebels content, this is my girlfriend, Taylor. And
hey.
And we're just talking about the amazing race. And apparently Maya was throwing shade saying we couldn't do some things. And I want to know what we couldn't do on the amazing race.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember.
Cook.
No, I said
at first
I said you guys probably couldn't cook, but then I remembered you cook, Jordan. So like Ethan couldn't cook.
I mean, it's not like you have to prepare like a 5-star meal. You just have to make something, you know?
You just have to heat up the food. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the right order.
That's where
and, like, make it look pretty.
That's where you and Taylor would win because she's much better in the kitchen if you have to bake cookies. On the Amazing Race.
If that's a task, then sure, I'll do it.
What country's known for their cookies?
America?
America.
Okay, so you just have to get to the last leg of the race, and then you'll probably win.
Perfect. Dude, I know we talked about this, but I still can't believe they don't buy plane tickets and stuff.
I know. It's so... I still enjoy it, but it's so lame now compared to what it used to be.
Yeah.
Apparently the UK version is still rather, they don't hold your hand as much in that version. Yeah. You have to, like, find people to spend the night with, like, find a farmer to let you stay in his shack or something and save up your money to buy their chicken's eggs so you can eat for the day.
Is it only UK people?
That I don't know.
I would
probably
the
not.
One now.
Oh, but they don't have Phil.
No.
They don't have Phil.
Taylor, have you watched Amazing Race?
No, not really.
It's so good.
It's
you
a
know
fun
what it
show.
Is.
Oh yeah, the concept.
It's very it's very cheesy reality TV.
Yeah.
It's not as dramatic. Sometimes it is, but not really.
That's why I like it. Though.
That's not as dramatic.
All this drama and stuff. Yeah, it's actual maybe the most real reality TV.
Do you remember when that lady slung shot a watermelon into her face?
Epic all-time moment.
What?
Epic all-time moment. They were somewhere in Europe and they were in like fields and they were getting into like how they used to like catapult stuff, and she gets far down on the ground, pulls the watermelon in the launcher back as far as she can, lets go, it goes forward, and then full force back in her face.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Watermelons are heavy.
It's good.
Really hurt,
like a full size one. Show
it's,
her face.
It's
Show her
so
face.
Terrible to
okay?
laugh at this. But yeah, she was okay.
No way.
Like, I don't. That should. Dude, that should kill you. There's no way you survive
like
that.
Medical assistance is like, oh man, are you good?
Look at her. She's
low
just like,
key, like
oh.
Her nose looks blown up.
I mean, but she looks.
She was pretty hurt.
Oh,
I would be dead. I'd be unconscious. Like, she's just. She looks like she has a headache.
The other girl, you have to finish. She looks at her.
If I remember correctly, I think it was early on in the season, too. Like. One of the first couple legs, and that's how you get introduced
to
this.
And the slightly delayed reaction after I showed it to Maya.
It's
okay.
It's horrible.
Okay, at least it was the little round one. It's not like the big.
I know, like, but I feel like those
but
are harder.
Those would be harder to burst due to the force of like hitting your face. I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're stronger because it's just the rind mostly. Oh my God.
You could say she's hard headed.
Anyways,
sorry,
if something like that happens to us on The Amazing Race, then we might be done for. But otherwise, I think we're winning. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Another good reason why Taylor and I are not going on The Amazing Race.
Right.
Because for fear of watermelons.
Yeah, now.
Real talk, the. Without throwing too much shade, these people are not smart. A lot of the people on
no,
there.
No, they're really stupid.
Yeah.
I don't can understand the season. Driving, the directions. I can understand that stuff sometimes.
Oh,
other times
I
don't.
That's what I'm referencing.
No, I mean, it's, to an extent, I can forgive it. But, like, yeah, sometimes it's just... They keep choosing the wrong person to drive and the wrong person to navigate.
Do you speak Spanish at all?
Me?
Yeah.
I feel like I could barely get by with the bare minimum to... If we were in a Spanish-speaking country.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys might pass us on that leg. We might come in, like, second to last, but we'll make it through. Well, this is fun. The reason we have our best friends on the episode this week is because we're going to talk a lot about Disneyland.
Hi, best friend.
But
you are my best friend.
I don't know why I chose that, because you are my best friend, and that's my favorite way of describing you. I don't know. Did I make it weird?
No, Ethan did. Kick him off the show.
All right. Survivor. I'm not winning Survivor, that's for sure.
No, I'm not even going on it.
You're booted off the island. So yeah, we're going to talk about the future of Disneyland. We'll talk about that after the break. But first, I'm going a little out of order. Ethan, tell us about your crazy dream.
Oh. I don't know. That's a... Well, I'll take it even... Let's zoom back a second. You know those dreams where you have, and then, like, somehow years later, you have, like, the same one? Have you guys experienced that before?
I think so.
Have you had a recurring dream?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I had a recurring series of dreams. Like, it was the same person and setting, but, like,
okay,
the events were slightly different.
I want to say I've had this one before, but it was very involved. At some point, I got somehow, and I don't even know if it was me or just, like, through the eyes of another person kind of a deal, but imagine you're, like, on a vacation and you get somehow, like, almost like you owe a debt, and now you're, like, enslaved.
Yeah, like 911.
Or, like, a game or something. Huh?
We do you know the show 911 on Fox?
Is that the one that just had the Poseidon episode?
Yes.
Yeah, we watched that with my grandma. That's the most insane bit of TV I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, did you watch all three episodes?
No.
Okay, I don't know if you got to that point, but, like, basically it's exactly what you're talking about. Like, they're on a vacation and they get entangled in this, like, I don't know, crypto stealing scam thing. And
oh my god.
Pirates shoot up the ship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrifying, because, no, I didn't see that. But, yeah, I guess that's essentially what happened. So, like, now basically a slave, and then somehow end up as a pawn in a bank heist.
Cool.
That was, like, very high level. And no, and I had actually forgotten about it, but then apparently someone stole $30 million from, like, the LAPD in, like, exactly this way, like, hardcore, like, professional people, like, broke in, and they had people on the inside, and, like, that's what was in my dream. Was like, how do these people know these people? And, like, it was
is that what the movie Heat is based on? It's, like, one of the biggest, like, bank heists in LA, like, of all time or something like that.
Possibly. I haven't seen that movie. Have you
seen
that?
Movie.
Well, that's cool. Was it fun?
Yeah, it was horrific.
Really? Why?
At one point, I managed to, like, because we were, like, in public, and I got outside, and I ran away. And then I was just, like, running for my life. Then I found police, and I was like, help. And they were in on it.
Yep. I see. Okay, that would be scary when you don't know who you can trust.
Yeah, nobody, basically.
Yeah.
And then I woke up.
The guy at the pizza shop on the corner, he's in on it.
Yeah.
The Uber driver.
You know, and then you wake up and you're, like, still, like, sweating. And you're just like, am I even safe? And you're happy to just be back in the real world.
I haven't had one of those dreams in a while where when I'm dreaming it, I'm like, if this is real, I'm completely screwed. Like, my life is over.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And it feels so real that I genuinely think that, and then I wake up, I'm like, oh, I guess work won't be so bad today. Like, I can endure this. Well, Good. I'm glad you didn't get abducted and put into bank heisting slavery. It would make for a good podcast episode, though.
Yeah. Sorry. It's I don't remember much more of it, but yeah, that was the general gist.
I've been trying to write down my dreams lately, just because it's so crazy how even by like lunchtime, I can't remember details that I remembered right when I woke up. I think that's messed up.
Dream journaling, I tried that for a while. It works. You get better at it and recalling it.
And then you lose a dream.
Control them. Yep.
Would you want to do that?
I don't know.
You don't want to control your dreams?
I don't know. But I don't, I don't know before? If I have, like, good decision-making that I would be confident enough to, like... I'd do it, and I'd be like, oh, frick, this is... I got no one to blame but myself.
That's the perfect place to, like, experiment, though. Like, there's no consequences. If you make a bad decision, it's okay.
Just waking up in a sweat and a panic due to my own making every time.
That's true.
No loss.
Yeah, that's
fair. It's always tomorrow night.
There's still the torment of what you went through. Yeah, fair enough.
I know, it's like... an opportunity to like practice, but also that sounds a little exhausting.
Yeah.
I've never done it. Like,
never?
I don't think I've ever controlled it. And
I think I've like tried to.
Yeah, like
Inception.
Like if, you pinch yourself.
Like if it's a nightmare.
Oh yeah.
Trying to make it go the right way.
Yeah, I think so.
Like if I'm in the middle of it and I'm like, please hope this is a dream or something.
Yeah, I think.
I guess I've never really in real life done it, though.
Pinch me, I must be dreaming. Yeah, where does that come from?
That's interesting. I don't know.
I don't know.
Everybody, that's a
yeah
common expression, though.
Right.
Yeah, because it's just States, like, yeah. If you but feel it or whatever, like, oh, well, I'm awake.
Yeah, and how did that get escalated from, like, pinching to if you die in your dream, you die in real life? Like,
oh my gosh, that terrorized me in high school.
No,
I just didn't. That's like Inception, the feeling. Right?
Yes. Although when they die, they just go to limbo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I feel like you right? always wake up. Like you can't die in a dream, right?
I don't
think so because. Well, I don't know. See, now everything I've ever heard, I just feel like is nonsense that I believed.
Yeah, I don't think that's real.
There was the whole thing of, like, you can't dream you dying because your brain doesn't know how to imagine death because no one knows what death is or what it looks like. So, like...
Yeah, in my dream, I just imagined it would be the end of the dream.
Yeah. Boom, I'm awake.
Yeah.
Which is what it... Yeah, that does make sense. Lights out.
Time maybe we're up. Dreaming right now.
Well, I mean...
Stop. Who knows Stop. Where you... It's getting too real.
Who knows where you wake up when you die.
Okay, I genuinely don't have a good segue for this, but I just also wanted to bring up, before we talk about Disneyland, I wanted to talk about Universal. And it's their 60th anniversary, and I don't know if you saw, but the Studio Tram Tour, for the first time in 40 years, is now letting you get off of the tram and walk around movie sets. And
that's a horrible idea.
You think? Oh, so I did see, there was an article I saw that there was like, this is not going to go well, like people are going to take advantage of this, but I want to get off the tram and like walk around the Jaws set or something.
Here's my thought. The second that people get off, what is this now, like a 4-hour wait? How do you manage people like wandering around? All right, everybody, we got to get back on the tram. Okay, come on, everybody. Like, I don't know how
definitely you, can't how you do be that. Wandering. I think it's get off here, take a picture with that thing in the background. Although they say there's like places to buy merch and plenty of photo opportunities. I have a feeling maybe, you know how there's like a lot of different ways to go on the tour? Maybe every, you know, next tram goes a different route and then they let you off on a different set. So like maybe you have to do it multiple times to like get to actually experience all of them so that they can send them all out. But
I have another idea. What if you get back on different trams? They just drop you off in a walk around area.
Oh,
and then they have a get back on and continue the tour area.
I feel like that's probably what it is. That makes a lot of sense.
Two lines. Line to get on it there, and then a line to get back on to keep going.
Yeah, and you can hang out at whatever set for however long you want. Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah.
When is that happening?
Let me see. I think if it hasn't started already, it starts this month and it goes through like the end of August.
Oh, this is temporary.
Yes. It's like a 60th anniversary celebration kind of thing. So, yeah, we definitely want to do that. We've been missing Universal a lot, surprisingly.
Maya, have you been missing Universal?
I mean, I like Universal, but we really? Haven't gone. Yeah, the last time we went was with you guys.
We didn't end up going, and our things expired.
Did they expire? Yeah, I mean, same. We didn't go again after that, but I don't know. Harry Potter Land, Nintendo World.
I know, we didn't even do Harry Potter. They're I would have been down to go again.
They're so good, and we'll talk about this later, but like City Walk is fantastic. I think it's a really fun place to hang out. So we've been kind of feeling the urge to go to Universal more than, not more than Disneyland, but that's one of the things I miss most about home.
It's less time and miles there.
How so?
You have, historically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So exactly.
Essentially, like, newer.
Yes.
Less explored.
I feel like I...
I know. I was trying... That's why I was trying to figure out how to word that.
No. I understand.
What do they have there? Six Flags?
We have a Six Flags. It's not open right now because apparently it's too cold.
Wimps?
That's it?
Only, like, 10 degrees.
Water parks and stuff.
There is a lot of water parks in Illinois. Yeah. I don't know why. That seems also counterintuitive, but...
A lot of water.
A lot of water?
It's because you can't have pools here due to the weather because of the snow and the freezing temperatures, so you have to have a place where that they can go during the summer to get whatever.
That's true.
It's a bunch of water parks in Wisconsin and in this area.
It's a more common area for everyone
There's a lot of communal pools like here.
Yeah.
It's like that they empty during the cold seasons and they fill it back up for the summer, and people in the area just go and pay admission to go to these big communal pools because a lot of people can't have them and maintain them through the weather.
Yeah, true. That's a good point.
In California, just have a pool or the beach. Always,
year long. Yeah. Just heat it during the winter if you need to.
I saw an article that was like the best swim-up pools or swim-up bars, and like half of them were in Wisconsin Dells.
Mm-hmm. I did hear that from my boss.
Wisconsin sounds cool. Wait, yeah, Wisconsin, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, people keep talking about that, saying we need to go there.
Mm-hmm. Go get, what is it? They have fudge? I think they have a lot of fudge there.
Cheese?
Fudge and cheese, yeah.
Done.
And swim up bars. Yeah, that sounds fun.
My holy trinity. Fudge, cheese, swim up bars. You'll never see me again.
I love that. Charcuterie board of fudge and cheese just floating in the water.
Yeah. My grandma makes peanut butter fudge now. I don't know if you guys got to try any of it.
With like chocolate chips in it.
Yeah. Is fudge like, what is fudge? Is that like, I always associate fudge with chocolate, but can you, like, fudge anything?
I think so.
Fudge, is it, like, sweetened condensed milk or something that it gets, like, thickened with?
Yeah.
And then you kind of, like, harden it or something?
She, like, whips in, like, marshmallow or, like, a whipped marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You're the cook.
I'm not a baker.
I want that.
She's on a cake. Baker. She's on a cake kick right now.
Grandma.
Okay. Not you.
Not a baker.
That's fun. In her newly renovated kitchen.
Yeah. Oh my God. My mom sent pictures.
Of what it was like.
When?
I don't
know. Night and day.
A year ago.
The whole house.
Oh, okay.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. transformation.
Yeah, I don't.
Just the paint.
The things were not in a good state last year. The colors,
yeah, everything.
When was the last time you were here?
Christmas?
Pretty much everything had been done and painted and stuff.
It was, I think it was so. Pretty close to done, yeah.
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 Well, I'll show you the pictures.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I would love to see the comparison. But you guys did a good job.
Everything's set up now, so.
Yeah, we're almost done.
Yeah.
All your bookcases and display cases and
stuff.
One
bookcase.
Yeah, there's just some art has gone up, so.
I think we're gonna shades. We're gonna try to do a fire tonight. Do you guys have a fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
The one in her mom's room turns on with a switch.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like gas?
Yeah. There's one down here, right?
One down here, one in the living room, and then one in my mom's room.
Yeah. I don't like fireplaces.
You don't?
No.
He feels like he's like cooking, like a kebab.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, I don't like heat.
I want to be cooked like a kebab.
Yeah.
I know, that's me. I'm like bundling in the blanket. A little pig in blanket. Yeah.
I like the aesthetic of them. I like the crackling, and during the winter, I appreciate the look of them, but mm-hmm. I don't need the warmth, honestly. I'll get a blanket.
Yeah. Low key, it has been freezing here. We just got like a winter storm, relatively.
Yeah. I was about to ask, like, how cold?
It's been chilly. Like,
50. It's probably been closer than I think. Yeah.
Her mom called today.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
54 right now.
She called today to show me like maybe like this much of ice that was on the grass from the rain that she was having.
Where in California?
In Temple City. Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, they had like hail or something. Yeah, we have like a freezing winter storm right now. It's going to be 44 tonight and 42 tomorrow night.
I guess 40s.
So, your daily high at night.
Your daily high at night.
Okay. Yeah.
And I have been freezing and complaining about
I really appreciate that negative 10 degree little 10 days that we have, because she is now like, give me 40, 50 degrees, I'm fine. Before we came here, she was freezing all the time, and we can go to Disneyland in t-shirts and shorts now and feel great about it. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I always feel bad when you're so cold and we're out somewhere.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't like to do things. I don't really like to do things here.
Yeah.
It's hard when it's so cold.
Yeah, I'm often uncomfortable. Like, or I'm in, like, a Snuggie and I just look like a little marshmallow walking.
Yeah, you're cold and, you don't get to wear, like, the clothes and the outfits that you want. You're just wearing your thick layers all the time. It's lame.
Okay. Also, Disney gets so cold at night, though.
It kind of does.
Yeah, it does, for sure.
During the winter, for sure.
I still want to remember what that is, though. Like, how cold is that cold that I'm remembering?
I know. For me, it was at like Disney? 65.
Yeah. Is that the temperature that I take Remy out in my,
shorts,
this outfit now? Yeah. Like, because I can handle that.
No, there was a kid in Poland who would wear shorts all winter.
Yeah. It seems like eventually you acclimate back to being cold, but no, their bodies are wired to be able to handle that. It's crazy.
He was American.
Oh.
He was just insane.
Okay. Where in America,
I mean,
though?
You live somewhere long enough, like, you eventually adjust to it. I still remember listening on the radio here at one point, and there was some guy, he's like, I used to live in the Midwest. I'd always make fun of Californians. And then I moved out here for work, and now it's been a few years, and now I'm a SoCal weather bitch. Like, that has always stuck with me, that statement. And it's just like, you just adjust to whatever it is.
Yeah.
You're cold no matter what, though.
I'm cold no matter
what. Yeah.
We get cold at Disneyland. But maybe in the future, they'll add some more heating options, some places to stay warm, and we'll discuss all of those after the break. If you like what we do, we'd really appreciate if you consider supporting us on Patreon. Now more than ever, small independent teams need all the help they can get, and we'd love to have you join the rebellion.
Joining us on Patreon can get you a wide array of perks, starting with our one-star tier. Joining this tier will get you voting rights for Movie Madness, our weekly journey through an actor's entire filmography.
Our two-star tier will give you extended episodes of the Huber Rebels podcast, Game Chat Tonight, and Movie Madness, both ad-free and a day early. Plus, you can write into those shows for a chance to have your questions and comments read on the podcast.
The three-star tier delivers the most value with our Patreon-exclusive shows. You will get a monthly episode of Crossword Struggle and Climbing the Ranks. And we have more exclusive shows planned to add even more value to this tier.
Next, as a four-star rebel, your name will be listed in an on-screen shout-out on each of our weekly scheduled shows.
Finally, you can be one of only 24 people to be considered a founding rebel. You will receive a limited edition founding rebel t-shirt. Your name will be read on each of our shows as a founding rebel, and you will forever be remembered as one of the very few people to truly help start the rebellion.
Visit patreon.com/HuberRebels for more information. Thank you so much for your support, and back to the show. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to talk about Disneyland Forward, and I'm going to hand it off to my friend, Ethan.
So, for anybody who doesn't know what Disneyland Forward is, thank you. I'm going to receive
it. I'm too literal sometimes.
Yeah. So, high level, Disneyland has been, for, God, since, like, 2017, they've had this, like, theoretical concept of what to do next with the parks. When I was a wee lad, my memory of going to Disneyland involved parking in a massive parking lot and then walking up to the gates. That massive parking lot is now California Adventure, which itself has evolved. While there's still two pretty big parking lots left on the north side of the Disneyland Hotel, the south side of around, like, Pixar Place now?
Yeah.
And then they have another massive lot, I believe it's the Toy Story lot, kind of east of the convention center. And another parking lot, whatever, like, kind of above that. They got a ton of extra room, and the whole thing is they're going to fill it in now and make it into more park. Mm-hmm. It's made it through the first approval. The next official city council vote is on April 16th. And the Disney just had their shareholder meeting, like annual shareholder meeting, and basically confirmed if that goes through, they're going to tell us everything they're going to do.
Cool.
Which is some good stuff.
Did you say April 16th?
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll be at Disneyland. That's our, I don't know how to call it, our other anniversary, our first anniversary.
Right.
And so they, have you guys seen any of the kind of stuff that's leaked out lately?
Well, tell me, I have some of it pulled up. There's one thing in particular that I wanted her to, like, react to, so.
That Taylor has not seen? Okay, so.
Yeah.
They've teased some stuff. So in Shanghai, they added Zootopia.
Yeah.
In Hong Kong, they added Frozen. And in Tokyo, they're adding Frozen, Tangled, and Peter Pan. And they said these are all things that could come to Disneyland. But the other one that they've been kind of hinting at is does exist in Florida. But they've confirmed, like, Disneyland will be getting an Avatar experience. And they haven't quite said. But at the shareholder meeting, they released some concept art of an Avatar.
We're looking at it right now.
Did I send it to you?
It looks amazing. I just don't... I can't fathom where this will go.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Thinking they needed something, like, foresty.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
So, this is the concept art. I think Jordan probably has it pulled up. And, I mean, I don't know. It looks pretty incredible. It's got a boat ride and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the Disneyland Forward concept art, they've got, like, a volcano and water and stuff all around the on one of the sections. So mm-hmm. I don't know exactly where they're gonna put this. I did see one person rumored that they could put it where Hollywood is, like in the corner by Monsters, Inc. and stuff. I don't think that's enough room, though.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, no. I can't... I don't imagine anywhere being enough room unless it's that southeast parking lot. Toy Story, I think. Yeah. Like, that's... Avatar is the biggest movie of all time to certain metrics, and, like, it deserves the biggest amount of space that they have. You can't cram it in and try and fake, like, you're on Pandora or something. You have to really make it feel like that, and that's the only amount of space I can imagine that working in.
I was going to say they did a good job with, like, Star Wars Land. Like, it doesn't occupy a lot of space.
Cars right? Land, like, you feel like you're in it when you're in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have the tricks. They can. I know they can pull it off. I can't see it yet, and I'm excited. Like, it's going to blow my mind. It's so hard to predict.
What would you want to see in an Avatar Land?
You go first.
Some kind of, what are those birds called? Those dragon things that they ride? I forget what they're called, but some kind of ride, something either you're riding them or they have big, like, animatronic ones that you can kind of go up and, like, pet, maybe get on top of. Animatronics that you can, like, interact with. We've never gotten that before. That'd be kind of cool. Until it goes rogue and a wing, like, takes someone's head off. But
it's funny you bring up animatronics because they just teased the future of animatronics.
Really?
Imagineering is starting, like, a YouTube series. And they just showed off the Tiana's Bayou animatronics, and they're very impressive.
They're not just like rotate and.
Yeah.
I mean, even those were pretty impressive, but.
Yeah. We still haven't seen Lincoln.
Even he's weird, like the way he stands and stuff. He's kind of weird. I mean, it's. From far away, when you're back in the audience, it looks like him. But the way he stands and everything, like, it's a robot, clearly. But I'm sure
I want a full VR experience of killing humans as a giant 8-foot blue alien.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that actually would be fun. A VR game.
You don't want to do that, Maya?
I don't think that is what Disney would do.
Oh.
Why not? I mean, that's what the movie does.
Wait. Remember The Void that was in Downtown Disney that we did?
Yes.
So it's something like that, where you, like, go into a tube, you put this headset on, and then you can just lay there. Maybe. Maybe not. But, yeah, then you are walking around as a avatar, and I'm down to shoot humans. That sounds fun, but, yeah, I guess Disney wouldn't do that.
That's what the story is.
I'm down to do that. I just don't see Disney, like, you know... encouraging people to shoot humans. I don't know how to say it.
But that does seem very counterintuitive to their vibe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Low key though, I do want some giant Na'vi people walking around.
Yeah.
Like real people in makeup and stilts?
Yeah.
If they do that, then I'll be pissed that there's no aliens walking around in Galaxy's Edge.
No.
I want it. I'm not saying I don't want that to happen for Avatar, but they need to figure out how to populate and make these things feel more alive.
That would be really cool.
There's no aliens, but they have new droids.
Really?
And they are bipedal. They're tiny, and they're cute, and they're friggin' adorable, and they're droids in training right now.
And they're going to be
there over the next... Yeah. They're like... And they can, like, rub up against you and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, it seems like... So they've said they're going to invest globally $60 billion in the parks.
Oh, wow.
Which is a number that I can't quite wrap my head around.
Globally.
Yeah, globally. Half of that, I think, is maybe going to parks and experiences. So $30 billion. And then I forget what the commitment is that they gave for Disneyland over the next, like, X number of years. But
so, yeah, when do we expect to first start seeing, like, ground... breaking for these things?
If it gets approved in 2 weeks, I would say by next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, within a year or two.
From what's gonna...
They're, like, at the ready. They just need approval.
So they know what they're doing. It's not like they're still planning it. They know exactly what's going to happen once it gets approved. They just haven't told us yet.
The head of parks literally said they're waiting on approval to announce plans.
That's so exciting.
Which means D23 this year is going to be an absolute blow. I thought about getting tickets, but then I was like, that's too much.
And what would be the reason it doesn't get approved?
Stuffy city council people. I think it will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They shut down the whole hotel expansion they wanted to do, right?
Yep. Yep. It didn't meet whatever requirements, but they're in their plan, they're putting money back into affordable housing and all kinds of stuff. So they covered all their, and it's, so I think with that one they requested public money and this is fully privately funded. So they can't really
deny that. Huh. Any ideas for a Pandora world land?
Yeah, I mean, one, it needs to be bright and colorful at night. Like, the plants need to be, interactive and reactive, and I want to just see it at night, the water glowing. But to kind of lean into this picture, you see them on the boat, doing, a jungle cruise thing. And I was thinking, the little pirate drop, if there's, a little drop at one section and they take a picture. And, in the picture, when you get it, they changed you into Navi people. It shows what you would look like as a Navi people, an AI thing or something.
That's so cool.
So you can kind of have a picture of you as a Navi person or whatever going around the land. I don't know. I just thought that'd be so dope. It's cool for someone who's on the ride to kind of get to see themselves. Cause I was thinking about it, it'd be cool to have those type of things where, you get to see yourself transformed or whatever, but that'd be a cool way for anyone who doesn't have the time or the whatever to go in to just kind of see a split, take a copy of the picture.
I love that idea. That's awesome.
That's really,
those are all great ideas.
And now I know we'll be disappointed if they don't have that.
I know. Yeah, the walking around and the ground lighting up behind you and stuff would be really cool.
Things that interactive plants, and it's just, that's the whole thing of the land is the connection with nature.
Yeah.
And especially at night, the way Cars Land lights up, I have big expectations for everything in here to be just bright and full of life.
What if you can buy a ponytail that you can attach to your head?
Oh,
and you can walk up to things and connect it, and then it interacts and
stuff. Oh my god.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
It's inappropriate in some circumstances, yeah, but
consider it a weapon.
I don't know if they ever cleared that up.
What do you mean you don't know if they ever cleared that up?
Is that a no, I guess that's how they bond with the
That's how they bond, all right. Yeah, that's definitely how they bond. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if that's how they make more Navi.
Oh, interesting. So. It's required? Maybe not. I don't know. Anyways. Okay. What else?
Do you wanna see? I don't know. When I thought of what they needed, I was like, they needed something foresty. And I'm glad they're going to do I hope they do an Avatar Land, but it's kind of what Taylor was saying. I just want to be really immersed and feel when I'm walking through there, you're there. Mm-hmm. Especially at night, you said, things lighting up. Beyond that, I got nothing.
Wait, yeah. So Jordan, you said the Southeast, so you're saying the one that's not part of Disneyland?
Yeah, and that's where I feel a little weird, because that feels almost not canon, I can't imagine Disneyland extending across streets now, but
mm-hmm. But honestly, I hadn't considered that, and now I think that might be the best move. Because it's a big amount of space. They can fully engross it. And what better pull to, get people to go over there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, go ahead.
No, go.
I was going to say, this might be a little too far, but if there were somehow, maybe it doesn't have to be underground, but some sort of quick little shuttle system where you're, getting on a ship to go to Pandora that takes you across the street, and then you come out and they're the masters of putting the walls up so you can't see the outside world, and you get out and it's Pandora, you can't see anything.
Yeah, they definitely need an underground loop system.
Yes.
That transports you to Pandora. That would be cool. Incredible.
similar to the way you go from, like, the galactic cruise ship to Galaxy's Edge. Like, something like that for Pandora, I think, to get across that street will be necessary. Not just a walking bridge, you know?
Mm-hmm. I want a hotel. I want an Avatar hotel.
Sure. The ship. No, not the ship. That's lame. We want Pandora.
I don't even know how that would be.
The beds are the little, like...
Yeah, the pods.
The pods.
In Japan, that's probably how they do it.
Time will tell. Did you... So they're another bit of... So... Tomorrowland? Is that what it's called?
That is what it's called, yeah.
They finally announced they're going to update the cars, Autopia.
Good.
And not be gas guzzling, noxious fume inducing.
I mean,
past land.
Past land, yeah, good. I mean, nothing seems less futuristic than those stupid little go karts that they have going around, but I think I will miss the sound of them.
Hmm.
I love walking through Tomorrowland and hearing those, but they need to be electric and they need to look cooler now.
We went on Autopia, right? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Guess we'll have to ride it again.
Disney World's Autopia is really cool because it's like racetrack themed. It feels like you're in like a race. Yeah, it like kind of it has like banking and crosses over and stuff, but it's very short. Ours is nice, but. Wait, have we? Yeah, we did.
Taylor,
what?
Taylor, have you been to World?
No.
Okay, we all got to go to World at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think it's changed so much since I was there. Even like, they have an Avatar Land and stuff, and Toy Story Land now, and.
Yeah, I want to drink around Epcot. And...
She's been watching a lot of TikToks about Epcot. Yeah.
Like what?
They do, like, the world tour of drinks where they go from, like, country to country and they have, like, a drink. And then it's just really funny because by the end they're pretty, you know, it's the happiest place on earth.
Going from England to China will take a toll on you.
Yeah.
In the best way.
Yeah, exactly. And then you go back to England to top it all off. Yeah,
to finish off where you started. All the snacks and stuff. Like.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
I liked Epcot.
Have you guys all seen Zootopia?
We just watched on Easter.
Appropriate. Rabbits.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that intentional?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah, that's
we also watched Hop.
Yes, Zootopia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. What is that?
It's a live-action Illumination movie with...
James Marsden.
Yeah.
And Russell Brand.
He's the Easter Bunny.
I do remember seeing that pop up. How was that?
Not as good, but great Easter movie.
Yeah.
Couldn't recommend a better Easter movie.
Not like Passion of the Christ?
That's not... Well, I guess part of it's Easter, yeah. You gotta watch that movie over the course of 3 days. Like, each act is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No, we didn't watch that, though. Oh, by the way, they're making a sequel to that. Did you know that?
I think I did hear about that.
That's when sequels have gone too far, when there's a Passion of the Christ 2. That's insane.
I have nothing to say. No comment.
Anyways.
They're also still... They're still supposed to add the Avengers ride.
Yeah.
Hopefully make that area less not that interesting.
Yeah.
It's gonna be what? It's like literally like fighting Thanos or something kind of a thing.
Oh yeah, I think that is what it is.
It looks like a Universal ride. It looks like a simulator, unfortunately, because I don't think there's that much space. Again,
there's a lot of space.
In Avengers?
So it would enter to the right of the Quinjet, I'm assuming, and there's a whole lot of space back there. They could do whatever they want.
Hmm.
You haven't seen it on the map.
Nope.
Maya's favorite ride is Guardians of the Galaxy.
That is a great ride. It's a little bit different. You don't like it?
It's not her favorite.
No.
Oh.
Why not?
I don't like the anticipation of, like, dropping.
Oh, it's the best.
So he just makes me go on it so he can hear me scream at every...
And he just laughs constantly the entire time? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't know if it's because he's having fun or enjoying your misery?
No, he's definitely enjoying my misery.
Okay, yeah. There's no question.
And that's fun. Look at him.
It's a win-win. Because that drop feeling is my favorite.
Me too. Win-win-win. It's only good the first time, though. Like, every other time, it's never the same. But that first drop is the best. Like, I'm not saying they program it to be the best. It's just it never quite lives up to that first drop. And then the rest of it's just...
That's why Supreme Scream is GOAT. Because it's just one epic first drop.
Yeah.
I don't mind the drop. I just hate the climb.
Same. Oh, I also hate the climb.
Would you do Supreme Scream still after your Drop of Doom fiasco?
Oh, I've done it many times after.
You have? Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah. I'll have just never do Drop of Doom again. Right. We do all have to go back to Six Flags again.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
When everything's actually open.
Yeah.
What was closed?
Goliath.
Oh, God.
Was Superman closed? Man, that's such a good one.
I think it was open, but the line was long.
There was no way to find out how long any of the lines were.
Nope. Yeah. I didn't trust any resource that we had.
You had to walk across the whole park.
And when you get into that, like, heated glacier tunnel, you're in it. Like, you've committed. At that point, you're like, we will sit here and die if we have to.
It's the hottest hunk of ice on the planet.
Yeah, you're just staring at plastic ice thinking of how hot it is.
And how cold it should be.
Some kid's crying up there, and you're like, oh.
It smells terrible.
Yeah.
Why?
Like, Superman, why do you live here?
It can be so much better.
Oh my god. Well, I don't know. I don't think the Six Flags here is as good, but maybe if you guys come out, we can try and check it out. I just want to ride new rides.
Damn.
Unless they're all Twisted Colossus.
Yeah.
That was a great ride. Disneyland. What else? Anything else on the horizon?
I don't know. What's your guys' favorite thing to do there? Not to rehash.
To do?
/ ride. We haven't even ridden anything. Like, hardly at all. We just go and walk around.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah.
I've reached the point where I'm kind of tired of waiting in lines. If it's short, I'll ride it. I've ridden these rides a million times. I just like hanging out, looking at people. She has reinvigorated my love of like the food there, because every few months they have every cart, every place has like a new specialty item or something. She's always checking those out, and those are fun to kind of go around and collect. So yeah, the food and just kind of chilling. Not the rides so much for me anymore.
Food and wine festival is going on right now. I think it just started.
We love those.
I know.
Yeah, we did the Lunar New Year.
Yeah, the Lunar New Year.
Did you get the pass thing?
Yes. What was it?
Sip and Savor.
The Sip and Savor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The food was good.
Tell them about it.
Was it the Birria egg roll?
Oh my god.
It was amazing. I think that was
that
needs to be like a permanent item. It's so good.
That was
You
can't get that stuff after, I guess, anywhere.
They have the birria tacos.
Yeah, they have birria ramen and stuff over in San Francisco.
Yeah.
How's
that looking? I actually like that change.
It's awesome. It's perfect. Yeah. At first I was like, really? It's You liked it?
Yeah,
it looks really cool. That's a great reskin of that area to give it a Disney feel.
You still haven't seen Big Hero 6, huh?
Mm-mm. I still haven't seen it.
We'll have to watch it.
Yeah. I'll say this. My favorite ride right now is the new Minnie and Mickey ride.
Oh, In Toontown,
yeah.
In Toontown.
Where you're, like, going through, like, El Capitan Theater and stuff before, seeing all the movie posters and stuff. Yeah. It's so cute. Yeah, the line it's is worth so it for cute. That ride, because it's so cute the whole way. Every movie poster is, like, a little Easter egg, kind
of
fun.
Yeah, that's one of the best line experiences they've ever made, and it's such a, like, fun and cute ride.
Yeah. And there's, like, there's two storylines, or there's two different
rides. I did hear that.
I didn't know that. I when I wrote it, I'm like, this is perfect for them to reprogram something else, but I didn't know they actually did or had yet. That's awesome.
I think we've only done it once.
Yeah, did we do it once?
Yeah. We tried a second time, but it broke down. And if it breaks down,
it's write it again.
1 to 2 hours.
Yeah.
Did you ever write it? No, she still hasn't written Rise.
That will get corrected.
Yeah.
We literally got into the car and were about to get launched, and they broke it down. And then we had to walk through a bit of it to get out.
Yeah.
My number one request for new rides is make them work.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's these stupid magnetized ones. I think they have a lot of problems.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And that's what the mini ride is. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
Although I heard that the issue with that one is the projectors.
Really?
Yeah, because they do a lot of projections now.
Yeah. That's ancient technology. How do they not have that locked down?
I don't know.
Ancient, you know? Like, as if that's been around for thousands of years.
It has. They found a cave painting of projectors.
A cave projection?
Yes. Using the sun in glass.
I think that's from Indiana Jones, right?
Is it?
Yeah, he sticks the thing in the ground and the sun shines through it, and then it illuminates the part on the map where he has to go find the Ark.
I clearly need to watch Indiana Jones again. Are you familiar with Indiana Jones?
I think I watched it. I don't remember the movie. I remember, like, bits and pieces.
Okay.
You're not interested, right?
Not necessarily.
Yeah. I get it. They feel old now.
Well, there's a new one, thankfully.
Nope. I actually reject it.
Insane.
Why is it nope?
He said it's really bad.
Oh.
It's not good.
You watched it?
Yeah. My dad and I went, probably like day one, I think. I knew it was going to be bad. I was not excited for it. The first time I saw the trailer, I'm like, oh no. But, yeah, it was worse than I thought, actually.
So I will say, number one thing I hope they add is Tangled. Land.
Oh, Tangled Land.
Yeah, they're adding it in Japan. So if they don't add it here, gotta go to Japan.
What would be included in a Tangled Land?
Well, in Tokyo, they have the Ugly Duckling. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
So the bar or whatever, saloon, I don't even know what they call it in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a ride with the lanterns, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh,
pretty.
Cool.
So, in the castle, or the tower.
Is there not a tower at Disneyland right now?
I don't think there is. That's why I feel like they should add it.
I thought to the right of, like, Snow White or something. I don't think it does anything, but I think there is a tower.
Oh, for Tangled?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have a little tiny one. Maybe. Lame. Give me a bigger one.
Tangled. Zootopia is getting something possibly. Do you wanna say your idea that you had earlier?
Yeah. The number one thing I hope they add is, like, a Sugar Rush or, like, a Candyland from Wreck-It Ralph. And they can do, like, bumper carts to simulate, like, the racing game that she's in. And then, like, have, like, an old-style arcade that has all the games, like, Tapper and whatever in it. And then, like the Toy Story Mania where you're, like, shooting things, you can kind of, like, design your own car. And it, like, prints onto, like, a cookie that you can take home or something. And, like, I just want it to be, like, super cool, just like a Candyland, food-themed stuff, lollipops everywhere, and, like, bumper cars. They used to do bumper cars, and those are gone now. and you could do like the different like racers and pick like a helmet or something. It'd be cool.
I thought that was genius. I mean, obviously the space itself is gone now, but it feels like the spiritual successor to like a Bugs Land, you know, especially with like the bumper carts and stuff. Just, yeah, perfect place for kids to go and lose their minds.
Like there's a candy store, like one of those things where they go and like you could just pick out a candy bag and weigh it and stuff. That'd be cool.
The arcade. I know, oh, that's such a good idea.
I love the idea of an arcade. Yeah, they need Wreck-It Ralph would be a perfect addition.
I don't feel like it gets enough love. I mean, I know it got a sequel, but
no,
it is so good.
It's so good.
They need to just build all this so that then they can buy Angel Stadium and build a whole other park.
And Vanellope's another princess. They're trying to like add them in and stuff. She'd be a cute little princess.
She interacted with all of them in Wreck-It
Ralph.
Yeah,
in her second one, there's her and all the other little princesses and stuff.
That's so true.
Yeah, give Vanellope her respect.
We'll watch it.
Okay.
What, the second one?
No, I didn't watch Wreck-It Ralph.
The first one either?
The first one either. I haven't seen it.
They're so good.
So good.
Are they? Okay. Yes. Why haven't I seen them?
Because we're starting at the beginning and we're only in 1950. We have 60 more years to go.
You gotta hurry, because when we do Climbing the Ranks for Disney, we gotta get to current day.
Do you guys wanna be a part of that?
It's our ranking show of, I told you about this, right? Of like, we'll do Star Wars movies, Pixar movies, Disney movies.
Oh, yeah.
For that kind of stuff, she's down, I'm pretty sure.
All right, well.
That sounds so hard, though.
It is. Well, you got it. It'll be homework, and then we'll all discuss our different rankings.
For the ones that require the most catching up, we can set that date, you know, farther into the future so we have time. We don't have to crunch for it, but.
Is Taylor all caught up on Star Wars?
Besides like the shows,
I think besides the animated shows, yeah.
You guys never did Clone Wars?
No.
Mm-mm. That's not the one I was watching.
You watched some of it. I started showing you like certain arcs of it, but.
Oh, I wasn't watching Bad Batch.
No. I didn't even finish season one of Bad Batch.
There's more episodes?
Yeah, there's a new season.
Season 3,
yeah.
That's good.
But yeah, she's seen all the live action stuff.
Okay.
Awesome. Hopefully we'll get some more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good.
Yeah, we're getting Acolyte two shows sense. This year, no? Acolyte and whatever Skeleton the Crew? Jude Law. Yeah, Skeleton Crew.
What is about?
All right, Maya, what do you want to see at Disneyland? Anything Disney. You can think about it. I don't think Jordan said what he wants yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, this might be cheating a little bit because we already know that they're working on this, but I just really need Downtown Disney to get massively pumped up. It's lame. It's just bad stores, most of which I never want to go into. They've taken away the good stores. The bowling alley is a good addition. Rainforest Cafe just sitting there being a hollow shell of a kind of Star Wars store is really depressing. AMC is gone. I loved seeing movies there. I know they're adding things that we're going to love. Din Tai Fung. Is there another restaurant that they're adding?
Mm-hmm.
They've announced a bunch. There's like going to be this like... I can't think of what it's called, but like kind of like a food court type thing. That's not the right word.
I mentioned earlier how much I love City Walk at Universal. And I mean, it is a lot of, you know, kind of tchotchke kind of stores, but it feels more alive to me. It's a lot of stores I want to go to. They have cool candy stores and cool collectible stores and a Nintendo store. Like, there's a whole Harry Potter store there. Do like stuff Simpsons like that. Yeah. Make it Disney, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're going to.
Only stores left are like Billabong, Home Decor, like a sock store. We went and bought a pair of socks when we needed them.
Who's buying furniture from Downtown Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also true.
Where did they have furniture?
They've had multiple like home decor kind of stores.
I think they're closing one of them.
There was D Street or something like that. Like that store was cool. But I feel like there's at least one that's just a generic buy some potted plants and some and some frames and stuff and just get that out of here.
Yeah. I think they got rid of that one.
Okay, good.
Maybe.
I feel like they can make the store fronts like really cute too. Like it doesn't you know, it just feels like you're like make it feel like we're walking to Disneyland, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know.
It's very generic. Yeah. I think
Are
there ever any characters out in downtown Disney? Or no, it's like a once you're in Disney thing.
I don't see why there can't be, though.
Because you got to pay for that.
What's going to be interesting, so if you look at the Disneyland Forward art, like when they do encompass it, that might be what happens. Because then it's like you're totally surrounded by park around the hotels, around everything. So then it could be more themed and more of that. I'm super down for that.
Also, what I really want and need, and I think they will with these like more westward expansions of the park, I need another entrance for both parks. It's the main entrance, but like have a place over by the hotels to get in and out, because there's nothing I hate more than being like stuck back by Winnie the Pooh, and I know I have to walk all the way out during fireworks or parades or something at the end of the night and then take the tram. That's exhausting. I need more ways to get back to my car.
Dude, I think it's gonna happen. I think it's gonna be incredible.
It will be. I trust them fully.
I have very high hopes.
Yeah. Maya, any ideas? Any dream scenarios? No?
No, I think I'm like along for the ride.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
The Lion King. So, like, I wouldn't want them to... Yeah.
What about a VR where you're a lion and you eat humans?
Oh my god.
So much murdering humans at Disneyland now. Yeah. What if they turned the California Adventure bear into Pride Rock?
Low-key.
That would be really cool.
Well, yeah,
are you
but,
kidding me? If we have a baby, like, I really like, want to do that.
Taken out and used for something else, like that ride I was talking with Avatar, and that drop is where they take the picture, you know? Like.
That'd be cool.
Said.
No.
I said if you, like, if they did have a Pride Rock, like, everyone who has, like, a baby would, like, you know?
I mean, yeah, I would do it.
Everything the light touches.
It's like those things on Instagram where it looks like people are hanging off of a cliff, but then they show the other angle and it's like it's just right there. So if you do drop your baby, it's not going to be fatal, at least.
Right.
Just traumatic as
That's
hell.
That's the bar. At least not fatal.
We're really bringing Disney down.
Just traumatic.
At least it's not fatal. Can I call the episode that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Disneyland, at least it's not fatal.
Maybe in the picture of that, they turn like you to into like Rafiki or something.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
You.
What about something Aladdin?
Oh, cool.
They took away the
carpet magic ride.
The what? The show?
Did you guys ever see the play?
Mm hmm.
Oh, it was great.
That's something we haven't seen, really. We haven't, like, spent time seeing, like, the shows they have.
I don't know if it's still frozen or what it is now. It's good, also, but the Aladdin show is fantastic.
Wait, like that animated show?
To, like,
no,
Coco.
I think it's
Coco now.
Yeah.
In California Adventure, the theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't see that. I would love that.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. They don't have any, like, do they have an Aladdin ride?
No,
I don't think.
They don't, right? Like, that's so sad. No, I want Agrabah.
Yeah. There was, like, Disneyland concept art for, like, Dubai, I think, or something, but that all fell through.
Oh.
Would they do a park in Dubai?
No new parks for a very long time.
Okay. There is... Apparently, I forgot about this, in the Magic Kingdom, at least there was, I'm not sure if it's still there, It's basically a Dumbo. It's a Dumbo ride, but you're in like a giant plastic carpet. So that doesn't count.
No.
And they have a bazaar.
Yes.
If I'm remembering correctly. Like the one we have by Jungle Cruise.
Mm. That'd be a good place to put it. Something Aladdin over there.
Yeah, oh,
put the big lion sand guy into Jungle Cruise. And there can be like a little guy that like walks in and falls into a hole.
I'm down for anything and everything.
I wonder if they could do like a projector on the floor. And then like, you know how they have the magnets? Like maybe do a magnet like carpet ride. So where it feels like you're flying, but you're just like on the ground.
That does actually remind me. So they have one other, the other inventor guy that just got inducted into the Inventor Hall of Fame. The other creation that he debuted is this hollow tile that you stand on and it can move you around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to see that used at some point.
Oh, that'd That's be cool. great for, oh, it's for VR, right?
It could be for VR, but it could be for anything.
That would be so cool. I'm so sad that Void VR is not in Downtown Disney anymore. That was so much fun.
I know. Yeah, they replaced it with the furniture store. Cool. Well, we've had a lot of good ideas. Please let us know in the comments if you have any good ideas for the future of Disneyland or California Adventure or any Disney park, whichever is your preferred place to go and enjoy the magic. Thanks for watching. Please like and subscribe and support us on Patreon if you enjoyed our conversations. And we'll be back on our other shows to talk about games and Arnold Schwarzenegger movies very soon, hopefully. But until then, my name is Jordan.
And my name is Ethan. This has also been...
That's Maya and this is Taylor.
Oh, okay. Am I supposed were we supposed to do that?
I didn't tell you that. That's okay. That's fair. That's my bad. But
we are the Huber Rebels.
Until next time.
Welcome to the Rebellion.
Yeah, we did it. Yay.